I believe in putting it down.
I believe in doctor's visits.
I believe in being yourself.
I believe in gum.
I believe in getting lost.
I believe in midnight snacks.
I believe in fear.
I believe in ice cream.
I believe in fairies.
I believe in sledding.
I believe in water guns.
I believe in music.
I believe in teammates.
I believe in running.
I believe in wrong turns.
I believe in family.
This, we believe.
Victoria Pereira is a 14-year-old freshman at Chatham High School. She moved to the U.S. 6 months ago from Barcelona, Spain. She enjoys dancing and hanging out with her friends in her free time. She's also a big fan of pizza, pasta, and Nutella.
I believe in airplanes because without them, I would not have had most of my greatest memories. I can even say I would not have had any of them. Without airplanes, my life would not be the same. Without airplanes, I would not be the same. In fact, the first time I took an airplane was when I was 1.5 years old. I was moving to Spain. Since all I know from the first couple years of my life is what my family has told me, I just say I'm Spanish. But that's not the point. The thing is, all the memories that make me who I am were because of that plane I took as a baby. I remember the time I took a plane with my 2-year-old sister. I always think of when I look at her and saw myself. In her eyes, that reminds me of the things I feel every time I travel. She could not speak, scream, or cry because of the emotions she had. Her mouth was wide open, and her eyes were trying to see how could that big plane she was on could possibly move so fast. But the best thing was that after the plane reached the air and was stable, what she did was not what we were all expecting. She started laughing like crazy. I could see the joy in her eyes of that new experience. That was the highlight of my day. I remember all those trips on summer vacations that I made with my family. They bring me back great memories of funny things that happened, and inside jokes that can still lift my day when I'm sad. With those planes we took, I've visited many new places in different countries like Rome, Sicily, Orlando, Tenerife, Ibiza. In some of them, I learned a lot about their history, and in others, I just had fun. But they are all part of me now. I remember the time I took a plane to move to Chatham. 2 weeks before starting high school, my mom, stepdad, and I traveled here to change our lives. I was cheerful and sad at the same time. I knew that in less than half a day, my life would be different. Since then, I think I've grown as a person, and I know better what my values are. Every day has been a little bit of a challenge since that day, but I've also made new friends and learned many things. I remember the first time I took a plane alone. It was this last Christmas when I traveled back to Spain to visit my family and friends. I was incredibly anxious, maybe even too nervous, to actually notice the little things that surrounded me like I usually do. When I got off, I was happy. I felt like crying. How could some machine move me to the place I had been missing for 4 months? I don't really know. In the moment I passed by the airport door and saw my dad waiting for me, I felt how happiness and satisfaction were running through my veins. My anxiety and the rush I felt of getting there were unstoppable. To be honest, I would not change that for anything. Some people probably do not appreciate airplanes as much as I do. They may not realize how helpful they are or how lucky we are to be living in a time where we can use them. It is easy to forget the little things, or sometimes not so little, we cherish. That is the reason why every time I see an airplane, I smile and remember all the things I'm thankful for. That is why I believe in airplanes.